When you leave Stargate, you will go to some strategically important collapsar, set up a military base there, and fight the enemy if attacked. Otherwise, you will maintain the base until further orders. The last 2 weeks of your training will consist of constructing exactly that kind of a base on Darkseid. There you will be totally isolated from Miami base. No communication, no medical evacuation, no resupply. Sometime before the 2 weeks are up, your defense facilities will be evaluated in an attack by guided drones. They will be armed. They had spent all that money on us just to kill us in training? All of the permanent personnel here on Karen are combat veterans. Thus, all of us are 40 to 50 years of age, but I think we can keep up with you. Two of us will be with you at all times and will accompany you at least as far as Stargate. They are Captain Sherman Stott, your company commander, and Sergeant Octavio Cortez, your first sergeant. Gentlemen? Two men in the front row stood easily and turned to face us. Captain Stott was a little smaller than the major, but cut from the same mold, face hard and smooth as porcelain, cynical half-smile, a precise centimeter of beard framing a large chin, looking 30 at the most. He wore a large gunpowder-type pistol on his hip. Sergeant Cortez was another story, a horror story. His head was shaved, and the wrong shape, flattened out on one side, where a large piece of skull had obviously been taken out. His face was very dark and seamed with wrinkles and scars. Half his left ear was missing, and his eyes were as expressive as buttons on a machine. He had a mustache and beard combination that looked like a skinny white caterpillar taking a lap around his mouth. On anybody else, his schoolboy smile might look pleasant, but he was about the ugliest, meanest-looking creature I'd ever seen. Still, if you didn't look at his head and considered the lower 6 feet or so, he could have posed as the after advertisement for a bodybuilding spa. Neither Stott nor Cortez wore any ribbons. Cortez had a small pocket laser suspended in a magnetic rig, sideways, under his left armpit. It had wooden grips that were worn smooth. Now, before I turn you over to the tender mercies of these two gentlemen, let me caution you again. 2 months ago, there was not a living soul on this planet, just some leftover equipment from the expedition of 1991. A working force of 45 men struggled for a month to erect this base. 24 of them, more than half, died in the construction of it. This is the most dangerous planet men have ever tried to live on, but the places you'll be going will be this bad and worse. Your cadre will try to keep you alive for the next month. Listen to them and follow their example. All of them have survived here much longer than you'll have to. Captain? The captain stood up as the major went out the door.
Tange, hut!
The last syllable was like an explosion, and we all jerked to our feet.